Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, the game here on this Wednesday at the Marker Key West. The last time we were in Key West, it was we were with the Blue Raiders and drove down. We bring in head coach Derek Mason now, who is with us. Coach, how you doing?
Man, doing well. It's Wednesday, hump day.
It is. It is. How's the work been this week? I know you've had a little news come out of your program, made some changes on your coaching staff, so tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're you know, the news came out, but for us, I mean, it's at the time of the season, man, where you're looking and you're evaluating, and, you know, for us, we just felt like there was going to be some opportunities for us to, you know, sort of end this stretch of ball games with a bang. I have been evaluating everything that we're doing, you know, top to bottom, as most coaches do, and I've been in it with these coaches, you know, almost all season. And I think growth is optional. Sometimes change is inevitable, and that comes in different ways. I think we have been playing hard, and you know, been pushing ourselves, and you know, like trying to get the you know, the outcomes that we want, but. Obviously I saw some shortcomings. I think, you know, for us, the change was necessary. And, you know, as we look at O-line and what we're doing at receiver, heading into Western Kentucky, man, we got a chance to go get another one this week. So, those changes, I think are going to have bred just a different type of energy as we started into our week.
I know you, obviously, you've been around long enough. You've been on both sides of those conversations. But does it make it even more difficult to have that conversation in the season, knowing that you still got three games that you want to try and make something happen, but also looking ahead to next year?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, when a coach leaves for personal reasons, that's a different matter.
Sure.
You know, when it's about – you know, I mean, us needing to get better and look at the production. I never want to make changes in season because I think it's disruptive. But when I think the disruption has occurred, you know, like for us, and I just you know, I mean, see us not sort of playing with the fundamentals or the fire that's needed and necessary. Then what we need to do is make a change. And again, change was made. Guys have responded. You know, Coley Crowley's done a terrific job over the last 2 days. Man, we had two practices, and you know, we're just trying to fundamentally be better and hold these guys to the standard. And I think doing that allows us or gives us an opportunity to play a great ball game on Saturday.
Talking to Coach Derek Mason on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Coach, we got Western Kentucky Saturday. It's a chance to kind of ruin their season, and I'm loving this. What is they do so well, so many things. What's the one thing you've got to stop from Western Kentucky to let them not get that momentum?
You know, Western's, you know, I mean, good at being able to, you know, layer you on the football field. They're balanced in the run. They're balanced in the pass. And so, you know, if everything looks the same, okay, the run – it is what it is, but then the play action comes off of it, and then the shots come off of that. So you have to be disciplined in what you do. You got to play top down, and really, like, this is a group that we've seen this year struggle a little bit versus the run. But you know how they play football is a different brand of ball. It's their ball right now, and they're a football team who's found a way to win, you know, as many games as anybody in Conference USA.
Do you see – I know practice is everything, different opponent each week, but, I mean, when you mentioned Western, you know, I'm an alumni, Chase is of MTSU. When you mentioned Western, we're like, oh, yeah. All right. I mean, we get a little fired up right there. You feel that from the team as well, because that's the biggest rival.
Yeah. I've got a couple of young men in here from different places, and, you know, I mean, we talked about rivalry a little bit this week, you know, going into it. You start the week off with it, and then you bring it back. But here's the thing about rivalry games. I don't care if you're talking about MTSU and Western Kentucky, or you're talking about Ohio State and Michigan. The records go out the door. This is about pride. This is about territory. This is about, you know, like, these things that sort of pop up community. So for us, we want to establish something
Okay, man, they're 9-1 over the last 10 years. So what we need to do is be able to do something different, and this weekend provides that opportunity.
Coach, I see it every game. Chip and I did. We talk about it. Your wide receivers are something else. I mean, these guys get open, get separation. I mean, I know the record is what the record is, but you got these wide receivers who are playing really at a high level. And I know you're a defensive guy, so you got to heap some praise on the offense here for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I like how they play. I know we've had, you know, a fair number of drops, but when you look at their ability to score, Cam Lacy, you know, Hunter Tipton, when you go through, you know, the group of guys and what they've been able to do, Miles Butler just continues to show up. We've got a group of guys that can play. We're still, you know, waiting for some guys to fall back in the line, like Najee Cox, you know, who started hot early. But, you know, as a group, they're talented. The guy who's been the workhorse week in and week out is Jaquill Middlebrook. You talk about a guy who shows layers and dimensions, whether it's a returner, a pass catcher, or coming out of the backfield or getting the ball handed to him out of the backfield. He's different. He's really different.
Yeah, I was going to ask him, Coach, if he does windows, because he runs, he catches, he punt returns, he does everything else. I mean, what I like, and Chip and I talk about this every week, he doesn't stop running. I mean, even from Pee Wee football, they tell you, choppy steps, keep going. This dude earns every yard that he gets.
He does. I mean, it's semi been frustrating to me because – you saw last week, you know, he goes down the pipe for like a, you know, the 50-yard plus touchdown. And he's capable of being a one-on-one matchup problem, whether he's coming out of the backfield or whether he's been the ball's being handed to him. He can make a 5-yard run look like a highlight reel. So he's just fun to watch, and he's fun to coach. His energy, I mean, if we had, you know, 22 of those guys, man, it looks different because he's just special in terms of how he practices, how he plays, and really what he brings to the game. He's a real credit to the Blue Raider uniform, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, best of luck this weekend against Western Kentucky. We appreciate the time, as always.
Hey, 100 miles of discomfort. They call it hate. The game's being played on Saturday. Let's go.
Love it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Take care.
That's great. Yes, sir. That's funny because it was – I don't like the word hate.
Yeah.
I know some do. It's really, but 100 miles of discomfort is perfect. Good job, Coach, on that. That's a big game. I mean, look, the record is what the record is, but you can go out Saturday and really ruin your rival's season. You can. Yeah. I mean, it's in like, oh, man. So there's something to play for on Saturday.
Well, and how much, I'll ask you the same question I kind of asked him. You obviously want to end this year on a high note, but how much are you kind of looking now trying to fix some things where you don't have some of the same issues next year, knowing that your roster is probably going to change?
Well, that's the thing, is that I don't think you can – I mean, you can recruit towards next year, but you still got 3 games to play.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's going to be out there in the portal world. I'm telling you, man, these college coaches now have one of the most difficult jobs because you got to re-recruit your own players. You got to put a game plan together. You got to look at other players. You got to say, all right, we need a tight end in the world. Where's a good tight end? I mean, it is 24 hours, 7 days a week, and we know these college coaches. And nobody's feeling sorry for them. I understand all that. But this is so much more than putting together a game plan and playing on Saturday. So you got a ball game still in front of you to go out and get done. But, man, there is a lot. I mean, these coaches burn the candles. I bet you Derek Mason gets to work at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Probably.
And they don't leave to 8, 9, 10 o'clock. And this is all coaches don't leave. Yeah. I mean, what did Joe Gibbs had his assistants bringing cots to put in their offices? I mean, it's more than just a job, man. This is their passion, and they're committed to all this.
615-737-1025 will continue the college football discussion. Coming up next, we're live at the Marker Key West. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.